Floridians are no stranger to hurricanes, but for nearly a decade, the state saw no direct landfall from a tropical cyclone. Now, after consecutive years of major hurricanes, some citizens seem to have a knee-jerk reaction when a storm system nears. That, added to the intensity of recent storms, has some questioning the accuracy of storm path projections. However, meteorologists say their technology is working better than ever. I'm Blaze Ganey. On August 28th, in the central Atlantic Ocean, Tropical Storm Dorian became a hurricane. At that time, where it would go and how powerful it would become was uncertain. 2 days later, on August 30th, Governor Ron DeSantis warned Dorian may become a major hurricane.
I think there's a pretty high degree of certainty that this is going to be a major hurricane, Category 4, potentially even Category 4 plus.
But while DeSantis was certain the storm would become more intense, he wasn't sure where it would go. One of the projected paths showed it could impact the Panhandle, where residents are still recovering from Category 5 Hurricane Michael.
It's still too soon to tell whether that's happening. And as I say, not every path of this storm has the same probability, but you got to be prepared for that.
Later that day, Gulf County School Superintendent Jim Norton decided to cancel school.
Honestly, while we made the decision we did, we're certainly not out of harm's way yet. And I hope that I made the right call for the wrong outcome. I hope it's a beautiful day and people wonder why we can't cancel school on Tuesday.
Norton's district was hit hard last year by Hurricane Michael. He says mostly everyone is still recovering.
We're all worn out. I'm in the lot of those who lost their home and still haven't gotten into a permanent situation since last October. We have a lot of blue tarps still on roofs all throughout our neck of the woods.
Norton believes canceling school allows students and their parents to have ease of mind going into Labor Day weekend.
Here 10 months, almost a year later, we're still, I think in some cases, I'm not sure we're not fighting our toughest battles right now as we try to rebuild our lives right here in this little 40-mile stretch by 90 miles inland that truly was ravaged by the effects of Hurricane Michael.
And his call to cancel school turned out like he hoped. Dorian went wide right. Longtime meteorologist Nancy Dignon thinks canceling school isn't too big of an issue, but does worry about the decision being made when the storm is so far out.
I'm a little more concerned when it's somebody that's not necessarily in the direct area where, you know, it's going to be the boy that cried wolf. We're going to do it too many times, and then maybe we're really heightening the nervousness when the real storm actually comes our way. I think that's what I'm concerned about.
Dignon says calling out 4 days ahead is probably too soon because the level of uncertainty in forecast is still high.
The average track error for a four-day forecast is 175 miles, either side. The average track error for 5 days is 225 miles. So in the short term, the cone is narrow because there's more confidence and more accuracy, but it gets really big.
Dignon says people put too much faith in those early projections.
So we got to Saturday, people were going to the football game and they saw a little bit of a right adjustment. And they said, oh, it's not coming, don't worry about it. They went to the game and then they dismissed it. We're done. And then it started to nudge a little bit back. And the thing is, people have to remember what a cone means.
The cone of uncertainty is developed by the National Hurricane Center. It represents the probable track of the eye. But as Dignon explains, the cone is made from a group of circles drawn to show where the storm might be at a specific time. The larger the circle, the farther out and more uncertain the location.
In this circle is, let's say, 75% of the time where in 24 hours, the center of that hurricane is going to be contained within. And then here, it's a little bigger circle to its north, but in 2 days, a little longer time, it's a bigger area because there's less certainty. We believe that in 2 days, the center is going to be in there. And then in 72, and you can see what's happening. But what they do is they take the circles out. Now you get the cone.
Once all the circles are drawn, a line connects them, creating the cone. And while that uncertainty may be frustrating, Ryan Truchelet, chief meteorologist at WeatherTiger, says the tracking system is much more accurate than in the past.
Forecast track errors have declined significantly in the past 3 decades. In fact, currently, a 5-day forecast point from the National Hurricane Center is as good as a 2-day forecast point was 30 years ago.
Truchelet also says predicting the intensity of storms has become easier. When asked about the recent increase in the number of major hurricanes, he says it's too soon to say climate change is impacting it, But Dignan says stronger storms are more likely.
I don't want to say we're only ever going to see those, but we are seeing a trend towards some of the stronger hurricanes.
Both Dignan and Truchlet believe the best way for people to know where a hurricane is going is listening to local emergency management officials.